Hello, Lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to this month's Life Note for Emotional Month 2020, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, and this month's Life Note is Functional Emotional Fitness by Kelly Burris, PhD, summarized by Lene Lightfoot. As always, let's begin with a quote. If you want everything to work, you must know how it works, and this is the focus of this book. Functional emotional fitness is a data-driven process that establishes a baseline for your emotional health and provides a system for evaluating the role emotions have in driving your actions and behaviors. The goal is to achieve control of your thought processes, emotions, and behaviors. Its psychological basis is rooted in an understanding of the way thought processes begin in emotions. Its scientific basis is drawn from its close attention to the gut-brain axis. Half a billion neurons line your gut, which stretches 27 feet between your esophagus and your rectum. This second brain, which communicates with the one in your head through the vagus nerve, is influenced by the microbiome and intimately entwined with your emotional life. Throughout the process, three questions establish baseline and benchmarks for improvement. What did you measure? Why did you measure it? How are the outcomes generated? Taking into account both the role of emotions and the gut-brain axis, Dr. Burris argues we're able to rigorously define and improve functional mental health. Some of the big thoughts we'll explore today include: mental health is really emotional health. Change how you see yourself and you can change your life. Gut health is emotional health, and emotional health is gut health, and much more. So let's jump right into the first big idea. By focusing on what is normal rather than on illness, we can be free of stigma and stop obsessing over diagnoses. Quote, emotion is the constant in all human behavior or disordered behavior. When this fact is recognized, there is no longer a need for diagnosis or disorder categories, end quote. Functional emotional fitness uses an emotional checklist to establish what is normal for each client. The list assesses levels of anxiety, negative self-talk, and anger, as well as sleep, sadness, hopelessness, eating behavior, and suicidal ideation. There is no failure, only a baseline, goals, and results. If you don't like the results your emotions, brain, and gut give you, FEF techniques teach you to interrupt, restructure, and reprogram your emotional state and behavior while you recalibrate your physical body and gut health until you produce the results you want. Subconscious restructuring can teach us how to understand the journey of an emotional state, how it's created, and how to change it. Quote, everything you have ever seen, heard, felt, tasted, or smelled has been stored in your subconscious since your first breath, end quote. Whether we know it or not, we always move towards pleasure and away from pain. How we feel about things determines whether we move towards them or not. When our behaviors aren't working, it's because we're emotionally out of control, and it's time to decide whether we want to interrupt the process of our feelings and thoughts and alter them. This reprogramming is relatively simple, though the most powerful program you need to overcome is the program that allows the subconscious to run itself without your control. Achieving consciousness depends on asking the central question of this reprogramming again and again: is this working? The FEF process begins with assessing your emotional, behavioral, and relationship states. Emotions begin in the questions we ask ourselves, which create pictures in our subconscious minds that in turn determine how we feel and how we behave. Once we understand that, we can choose objectives and corresponding questions to retain our emotions. Following the intake assessment, the FEF process turns to articulating objectives in the categories of love, health, wealth, and self-image, and writing down for each objective what must absolutely be done to accomplish that objective, as well as the excuses that keep you from obtaining your goals. Empowering yourself to achieve mental and physical health is a matter of asking yourself better questions all day long. Quote, The way you process information can be dramatically changed in a short period simply by constantly implementing the heart of functional emotional fitness. End quote. Write down the questions you ask yourself about your goals. When we set goals, our subconscious minds begins questioning them. It does this constantly. But its questions about our goals often spin us towards negative emotions. Why can't I maintain my exercise program? Or why can't I stop, fill in the blank? The work of FEF is to stop those negative questions and replace them with empowering ones. How can I blank? What actions do I need to take to blank? If you keep asking your subconscious empowering questions, the subconscious will come up with answers. This is the way towards conquering negative internal dialogue and reprogramming the subconscious. Write down empowering questions about your goals, and when negative thoughts come up, stop and replace them with these. The heart of functional emotional fitness is the consistent questioning that keeps you conscious. Every day ask yourself, does this work for me? How do I feel and will I benefit from the results of this? If the answer is no, ask yourself the next question. What can I replace this with that will benefit me? Instead of reprimanding yourself, ask, what can I learn from this? How can I use this to move more quickly towards my objectives? Functional emotional fitness includes lists of specific empowering questions for love, wealth, and self-image. Dr. Burris also recommends that getting this level of control of your emotional state means planning your food and fitness to head off your subconscious attacks on your body via food, alcohol, or drugs before they can derail you from your conscious questioning and reprogramming. Change how you see yourself, and you can change your life. Finally, the FEF process teaches you to recode your internal pictures of yourself, deciding on the self-image you'd like to have, and committing yourself to feeling fantastic all the time. Addiction and lack of self-care happens by means of dissociation. Instead, consciously associate yourself with your new image of your health, wealth, strong relationships, and well-being. Actively dissociate from that internal image that you used to have. When fear, guilt, and anger come visiting, stop them in their tracks by noticing their anchors in their former picture you had of yourself. Stop, notice, and replace that anchor with the new image of yourself that you're cultivating. Select cues, objects, or people that can help you to automatically evoke that powerful picture of yourself. And use the affirmative, empowering questions you've written down to lead you towards your goals. Gut health is emotional health, and emotional health is gut health. Quote, everything must be considered when one is not physically or emotionally well, and this should never be left up to the opinion of a practitioner who has no system of measurement for either the emotional state or gut health. End quote. The gut-brain axis is crucial to emotional health and worth deep study. Functional emotional fitness includes checklists to determine the probability of gallstones, liver stones, parasites, candida, and other gut issues. Along with diet, stress, antibiotics, and emotional imbalances all can harm your microbiota, which has a tremendous influence on your emotional states. A true detox can reduce inflammation, repair the gut, and restore the gut flora. The recommended detox has, therefore, three phases. First, reducing inflammation. Avoid beef, pork, lamb, egg whites, wheat, grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, and nightshades, as well as alcohol and sugar, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, milk, polyunsaturated fats, preservatives, and caffeine. Avoid foods such as almond milk with high omega-6 and low omega-3. Eat foods where your omega-6 and 3 are balanced. Find your circadian rhythm, fasting for 12 to 16 hours a day. If you're not ill, try longer fasts. Find your way to get polyphenols, resveratrol, and flavonoids without increasing wine, coffee, or sugar consumption, and supplement with krill oil, nanoparticle curcumin, magnesium threonate, elite magnesium citrate, ginger, a multivitamin, D3, organic psyllium husk, and CBD. Dr. Burris also details an olive oil liver gallbladder flush originating in Ayurvedic medicine that goes like this. eat only fruits and vegetables for one day, and the next drink only water until 3 p.m. Then drink 1 tablespoon of Epsom salt in 8 ounces of water. In the evening, mix 4 ounces of organic first-pressed olive oil with 2 ounces of fresh-squeezed organic grapefruit juice, shake and drink, and lie flat for 30 minutes. Drink psyllium husk with water later on in the evening, and Epsom salt again the next morning. And finally, follow that with a day of drinking bone broth or a gut health blender, which is a recipe included inside the book. So there is Dr. Burris's first step of reducing inflammation. The second step of detox is repairing the gut. Here's what Dr. Burris recommends. Included in the book is information on biofilm disruptors, such as monolaurin, lactoferrin, and hydroxyisocaproic acid. Dr. Burris doesn't recommend a full keto diet, but describes an olive oil fast designed to kill off candida. He also discusses methods for restoring intestinal mucosa, including sunflower lecithin, L-glutamate, bone broth, and ghee. He also recommends eliminating parasites, which might include a pineapple juice fast in combination with the Epsom salt routine previously described. And finally, exercise and massage is designed to stimulate the lymphatic system, and it is absolutely crucial. And the third and final stage of Dr. Burris's detox is to restore the good gut flora. And this is achieved with careful use of probiotics, the quote, wild west of supplements. Dr. Burris follows Dr. Perlmutter's list of the best and most crucial probiotics, and then adds a couple of his own. Mind-body-spirit health is a scientific objective and can be achieved through measurable outcomes. You shouldn't accept anything less. Quote, if you retain only one thing from this book, I am hoping it will be to question everything, especially if it's an outright lie regarding your emotional health. Always demand measurable outcomes, which address the emotional drivers of the issues you wish to tackle. End quote. Reaching the highest health for mind, body, and spirit means gaining command over your thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and physiological components that influence that equation. It is within reach if you question constantly and practice consciousness of your thought processes, studying their roots in your gut-brain axis and replacing your negative questions with empowering questions, images, and goals. Doing so can help you reach the goal of all religions, the highest possible spiritual ground here on earth, the achievement of emotional peace. I hope you enjoyed this life note today, and I hope you found it to be empowering and inspiring. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to bringing you more wisdom next month for Character Month. Until next time, here's to moving one book closer to a 12-category smart life.